Well, good afternoon, everyone. It is 15th of January, 2016. Oh my goodness, that was kind of confusing. Well, I'm not sure how this boo is gonna go, because this is not going to be something that is going to be easy to talk about for me. I mean, people in the mental health profession say you should talk about your disorders. One, to educate people, and for another, to, I guess, have it be more known out there. And there are a lot of people, such as myself, who are really worried about doing something like this. Because I know how people can be, but I also have to get over that fear. So I'm going to try my best to tell you all the disorders I have at the moment. When I went into the hospital in August 2014, I knew I had a lot of problems. I knew I had depression, I knew I had anxiety, and I knew I had probably some other things, except I couldn't identify them at the time. Well, as time went on, they were figured out and diagnosed accordingly. So now I have major depressive disorder. That is when you are depressed a lot of the time, when even if something good were to happen, it may help a little, but anyway. So there's that. There's the borderline personality disorder. And I do have an article on that that I'd like to read you sometime. But I also need to get more talk time. And then there's the anxiety disorder I have as well. And that's a bit of a history for me as well, because I have had agoraphobia, which is a fear of open space. And I even went to an anxiety support group over it, and it just wasn't helping me, so I eventually just left the group. But I at least tried for a couple months. So, to be in a group situation, okay, if it's maybe two or three people, I don't mind it. But if the group is like a family get-together or something, I do have a problem with that. And there are reasons for that, but I don't think I'm going to discuss them at this point in time.
Pause recording. Button. 4 minutes and 59 seconds.
But, so living with some disorders that you didn't know had names, for one, and when you know the description fits, that's another thing. So for me, I'm actually embarrassed with all these disorders. I'm trying to remember if there's any other ones I may not have mentioned. Let's see, major depressive disorder, borderline personality disorder. Borderline personality disorder is when you could maybe, I think anyway, you can see things and hear things that aren't really there. Or is that part of the MDD? I can't remember which. But one of these days, I do want to help people understand what these disorders are like. At least the ones who do want to understand. And anybody who doesn't and will make fun of these things anyway, well, I just hope I don't find out about it, because that could do some damage if you're not careful. So, anyway, I thought I'd at least do a bit of something on this, so you all take care and have a good day.
Pause recording.